Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said that there's a difference between one who's situated Bein HaProkim, in between the chapters, or the Emsa Perek, within the chapter. That when one is in between the chapters, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the halacha is like him, he can answer. He could ask. He could greet somebody if this person is an honorable person, and he could answer a greeting to anybody. If he's in the middle of a perek, middle of a chapter, then he could only greet somebody if he's afraid of the person, and he could only answer somebody if that person is an honorable mechubadik person. Okay. So what are these prakim? Ben brachu yishayin elishniya in between. The end of the bracha of Yetzer and the beginning of the bracha of Abba Rabba is one Bein HaProkim, in between one paragraph and the next. Bein Shnia Lishma, between the end of Abba Rabba and Kriya Shema. Bein Shema L'Voyim Shemoyah, between the end of the first parasha of Shema to the beginning of Voyim Shemoyah. Bein Voyim Shemoyah V'Vayayim, between the end of the second parasha, Kimei Shemayim Al Oret, and the word Vayayim. Then Vayomer Emes V'Yatzes, and the Tanakhama says that also between Vayomer and the word Emes V'Yatzes is also considered in between two paragraphs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vayomer Emes V'Yatzes Lo Yapsik, and here we passing like Rabbi Yehuda that says one should not separate between Hashem L'Keitim and the word Emes. Which Rabbi says that you should also say V'Yatzes. Yeah. So if one is greeted and he's by Hashem Elokeichem, he should first say Emes V'Yatzes, and then afterwards he can answer if there's an honorable person or a person that he's afraid of. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha is now just explaining to us the order of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is comprised of three parshiyos: Shema, Vayim Shemoya, and Vayoyma. The reason why we say Shema before Vayim Shemoya is because Shema Yisrael, we are recognizing the Malchus of Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad, the one God that controls everything in our life. And in Vayim Shemoya, we're accepting upon ourselves the commands of Hashem that we will keep the mitzvahs. So that is a stage after the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we can recognize and accept his commands. Vayim Shemal Vayoyme. Why is Vayim Shemal before Vayoyme? Vayoyme is a parasha of Tzitzis and Tzchiyas Yitzchiyas Mitzrayim. Shavayim Shemal Yanoi Vayoyme 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 and Yanoi Gelo Vayoyme. Because Vayim Shemal is talking about all the mitzvahs which apply both in day and night, and Vayoyme primarily is talking about the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which only applies at night.